Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
How are you? Come on in. Man, I'm so pumped up today. Happy to have you here today because today, this show is for people that want to make a change, that wonder why you're stagnant, you're stalled, whatever it happens to be, and you wonder, how do I get the new stuff I want in my life? Well, I'll tell you, you already know. You've already done it, I don't know, 1,000 times in your life, maybe more, and you're going to do it again, maybe 1,000 times, but if you do it consciously, you can change everything. It's a bit of a mindset shift, and isn't everything a mindset shift? It is. I mean, I don't care how much strategy you have. How smart you think you are, me included, by the way. I'm not talking about you, but if your mindset's not right, if you can't pull yourself out of the proverbial mindset gutter, nothing changes. We're going to do that today with one thing. And no, I won't tell you what it is yet. You got to wait. That's called a tease. You don't like to be teased. I'm probably not your guy. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006 doing this thing. And then making some changes through the course of this year. This show will go to 5,000 episodes. We may make some changes. It'll be something at 5,000, but it's not going to be this exact format when we get to 5,000. We'll see what happens. Why? Because there's cool stuff going on. And my name is Scott. Good to have you. Nice to be here for you today. And I'll tell you, can I share something with you for the moment? We talk about morning routines. And I have a real nice morning routine that I do that's worked very well for me. And it changes from time to time, depending on what's going on. Don't get me wrong, but I've got a great morning routine. But something I have never done, I've added to my morning routine on a Wednesday. And that is I do a coaching call for my Face Your Passion clients at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. I never thought I'd get out of bed. And the very first thing I did was walk in and talk to some really cool, passionate, excited people all around the world and love the hell out of it. This is a mastermind level call we have these days. And the reason it was 7 a.m. is because people are in their Iceland, they're in South Africa, they're all over the world, and that was the best time that worked for everybody. But I got people in Colorado getting out of bed at 5 in the morning to join us at 7 a.m. It's awesome. Have you ever been that excited to do something? My God, I hope you find that. Please, please, please. I'm so excited. We'll share some of the ideas with you today that we've been talking about. And if you're interested and serious about facing your passion and changing your mindset, go to faceyourpassion.com. Watch the replay of the workshop we did. Frankly, it's a month ago. It's incredible, a workshop. It's kind of out of date already. We'll do another one, but go check it out because we're going to open up again next week and we're going to bring in about 10 new people. Maybe you're one of them. FaceYourPassion.com. So today, let's get into this this thing. The one thing that will open new doors to fuel your dreams. It's one thing. You do it all the time. Now, if you're a mover and a groover, a mover and a shaker, somebody who knows how to get out and make things happen, I like to think of myself that way because I've always done this. Whenever I decide to make a change, there's one thing I have to do, and I go do it. So one of my favorite questions you've heard me say before, what can I do? So I don't know where you are today. I don't know what's going on in your life today. I don't know if you feel stuck or feel frustrated. This is a very odd time we're living in right now. The economy, good, bad, what's going on? Politics are going to be just insane for the next 6 months. It doesn't matter. You make your own road, period. There's nothing you can't do if you're willing to dive in and just go after it. And you have to do that. If you sit and wait, somebody else is going to take it from you. Seriously, they will. Wait a second, Scott. It's an abundant world. There's stuff for everybody. Yeah, only if you go after it. Nobody's going to take your stuff, but they might distract you a little bit. What can I do? It's a powerful, powerful question. No matter how challenging the situation, there is nothing that question will not get you out of. It will reveal a clear path. People ask me, I said, just ask that question. And as they navigate the world, I hear my clients ask me that question all the time. Now, my answer usually goes something like this. What can you do? When you open a new door, you will find a new opportunity. Start opening more doors. Long time ago, I'm talking long time ago, I was like 18, 19 years old. I was hanging out at my mother-in-law's house, future mother-in-law's house. My first wife, Cheryl, was there. And I was hanging out because she was a blonde with blue eyes and a bikini and a pull-out bag. And I had no reason to leave that house ever to do anything. I know I wanted a career. I wanted to make money. I wanted to do my thing. But man, she had my attention. I'd hang out. So one day, my mother-in-law comes home, and I've been hanging out with her daughter, and she says, come here. I want to show you something. And she opens the front door, and she goes, step out. And I stepped out, and she closed the door, and she locked it. Come back when you got that job you keep talking about. I was getting into radio, and as excited I was about radio, the girl in the bikini had more of my attention. She closed the door. I did not like it. It's one of the lessons in life I did not like. It's also one of the lessons in life that taught me the most. And I wanted the girl, so what did I do? I didn't knock on that door. I had to go knock on some other doors. I did. And this was not in the day where you could jump online and email and stuff. We didn't have that. Didn't have cell phones. Had to actually go and send something in the mail or knock on a door someplace else and go ask for a job. It took me about a day and a half to find a job in my career. And I never forget what my boss, I don't remember his name, it was a long time ago. I never forget what he said to me. We've been looking for a guy just like you. Where you been? If I said the truth, I said, man, I'm hanging out with this pretty girl. I didn't figure that was going to work. Hired me. Got in radio that day and stayed in it for 25 years. You see, I opened a door. And that is the one thing that you can do to feel empowered. Because this world is draining your energy right now. Feeling empowered in a world draining your energy is like a Tesla on a cross-country trip without a charging station. It's kind of hard to do, isn't it? If you want to ensure that you're never running low, remember your dreams, your possibilities, your potential, and a feeling of certainty are all powered by new opportunity. This is scary, and we live in a world of entitlement. We live in a world where people think AI is going to make it easy. We live in a world where you want more money, you want to survive, and it's so hard, everything's so expensive. Yeah, everything's up 25 or 30%. You can live with it. You can live in that, oh man, it's terrible in that place. You can take your dreams and push them to the side, or you can get on it and go after it, and it starts by opening a door. You can knock on a door for a job. The folks who came into my Face Your Passion coaching program, I jumped in front of them. Here's an opportunity. They said yes. They're blowing their mind. You'll find out soon. And you don't have to. You don't have to come to me. I'm just saying. I'm excited. I'm so pumped up about it because they stepped in the game not knowing what they were going to get. And they're telling me every single day, my God, this is crazy. It's amazing what happens when you commit and step up. Get on the phone and work with somebody every single week. It's amazing what happens. It's amazing what happens when you commit to your boss, you commit to your marriage, you commit to your kids, you commit to your community, your church. It's amazing what happens. Maybe you forgot to do that. I will contend that in your entire life, all the best things that happened were because one day you had this crazy idea that percolated into your brain. If only I could do this, I'd go do it. Man, I'd be great at it. Life would change. And there have been times in your whole life when you had that idea, and you may have to go back to being a teenager to find it. And you had this idea that if I just went for it, that life would work out. And it did. But then we get to a certain point in life, we just get bogged down, don't we? Keep tuning in the motivation, the mindset stuff. Listen to Scott or somebody else out there. Maybe they'll get me going. They'll pump me up. I do my best. Damn it, I try to do my best. You don't show up. You don't knock on the door. You don't say, hey, I want to do this. If you don't show up and find your new opportunity, there's nothing anybody can do to help you. It's all up to you. That's scary, isn't it? Is that scary? I know it's scary, but you know what? Viktor Frankl was a specialist in life's meaning. And I'm not going to go through anything that he talked about because you can read the book. Viktor Frankl, logotherapy, all that stuff. But one of the last things he said about, you know, having a meaning in life and a purpose in life and being happy and doing the things you want to do. One of the last qualifiers, the last thing you had to accept and you had to do, and the thing that you had to stand up and say, this is who I am. And you had to accept was responsibility. But first, you got to become aware that you don't like what's going on and something has to change. And as soon as you get done freaking out about that stuff, just accept that you're responsible for making the change in your life, creating whatever you want to create, and decide to get out there and make it happen no matter what it takes, no matter who gets in the way, no matter what makes you feel bad, no matter whether you think you can do it or not. If you don't do it, nobody else will. So if you want your dreams to become reality, if you want to do everything you've ever possibly dreamed of, it's not going to be easy. I promise you, it's going to be much harder than you think it's going to be. You got to get out the door. You got to get in the other door. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me. Let me in. I got stuff to do. What can I do? That's a question you need to ask if you don't know what door to open. If I can help you, watch that replay. I'm going to pull it down in just a couple of days. FaceYourPassion.com. That's where to start.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back.